Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're going to see gusts to 60 miles per hour tonight. Going to feel like a hurricane out there. Rock You Like a Hurricane by Scorpions, your song of the day. 464-5685.
One
is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the starter. Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Was that the theme?
That's the theme today.
Was that the theme?
There's a theme. Hurricane wins this evening and tomorrow morning.
That song is like a bad relationship. You just can't quit.
I just can't
dislike it. I hear it, and Bill, I listen to all these channels. That song, they play it probably twice a day.
Okay? Twice an hour.
It's always on.
Twice an hour, really.
You know, it's not a good song.
Stop.
Not a good song.
Stop. Isn't it?
I can quit it very easily.
What about Walk Up?
No, absolutely not. I'm making a hard, no.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no.
Nope.
At 11 p.m., you walk in a bar, and that song's playing. Full bar, Rock You Like a Hurricane.
Scorpion. Are they in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say no.
I would think they would be.
Scorpions?
Scorpions, yep. Not the, just
Scorpions.
Me and Bill have a little dichotomy here. I like the song.
Same as yesterday. There's difference yesterday because you rated somehow the song low.
When I say I
Ricky,
can't
don't lose
quit
that number.
It, I mean I like it. Like I hear it and I don't turn it off. It's an interesting song to me. It's funny, kind of. He's licking his lips. He's ready to win. It's kind of disgusting. you know. I go 7.8555. I like it.
4-2-2-2-1.
Why?
I thought you liked it.
Why don't you like it?
Nothing. No, that doesn't do anything for me.
Too much?
Yeah, just too much. Yeah, just never.
Well, what about the theme, though, Bill?
I like the theme was great.
Okay.
And also, as you know, Steve, that time of music in 84 is terrible.
It's not
bad.
Easy.
Overall.
God, I hate to hear you
say that. It doesn't compare.
Well, here's the deal. If I can't play repeats on the show, you're going to hear a lot of 80s bangers coming up here.
Yeah, here you go. Thanks, Steve. That's what you brought on us now. Here we go.
I got a whole decade of songs we've avoided.
This is my era and the music was bad. So,
well, give me an example of other than the Scorpion.
I don't know. Just
like Huey Lewis?
Huey's kind of okay. I don't want to see. When's the last time you go, God, can you put Loverboy on quick?
Duran Duran.
No. No,
no, that was 80s, though.
That was
Come
80s.
On, Jake, help. 80s. Yeah. Duran Duran's what? 80s.
Yeah.
There just was nothing. There
big
was,
bands like or the bands that, like, who's that? Who's
Bon Jovi was in the 80s.
Okay. Yeah.
He has some stuff.
Can you do that?
Anyway,
one?
I'm just saying. Ellie's a 5-4. 7-9. Your dad went 7.
And Derek. She calls her dad and Derek.
News to me. Yeah.
Derek.
7. Okay.
Derek gave it a 7.
Wow, that's pretty high.
We have a lot of scores coming in here before we get to it, move on. See, from YouTube first. We'll go to YouTube. Genghis, 9.9 way better times, says Genghis Korn.
Genghis Korn on the tube.
Genghis. Bolt says also better times 9.2. Chris 9.5. Smoking Gun Joe says banger 9. Casey says Hurricane Winds. I see what you did today, Jake. Yeah. 8.7.
Yes.
Yeah, got the theme.
I like the theme.
9.2 from John and Lincoln. Corey and Lincoln 2. No surprise there. It's usually a 1 or 2 from Corey.
Corey hates every song.
He does. He really does.
He does not one song. He's like, what era, genre? Nothing matters. 2.
Sean in Omaha, 9.7. Bill and Bennett, 8.9. Ryan in California, 8.8. Lyle in Omaha, 9.7. Husker Rick, 10. Who and Clemens?
Bird,
3.
Corey and Bird.
2 and 3.
5 total. Yeah. 5 total between them.
That's all they get is 2.
They're very discerning.
Triple H's dad, 8 on that one. Vernon Dakin, 4.6. Sanderson says, thank you, Jake. 80s, 9.5. Lucas, North Dakota, 1.1. Kurt in Kentucky had to turn that up. Better Times, 9.8. Better
time. I'm way off on this one for as
no,
far as
no, you're not off. It's your personal opinion.
Well, it's, I mean, for
you're
what
fine.
The fans like.
Yeah, but you're fine.
How about the fact that it's right in the era? I don't, and I don't like the era. I do not. I did not like the music during that time.
I'm doing,
I listened
I'm
to
doing 80s bands.
I right. listened to 70s music. That's what I listened to.
80s bands like Duran Duran, REM. You do not like REM, do you?
I don't like REM.
Oh, I like REM.
Okay,
I
you do.
I'll take
REM.
I don't REM. Like yeah. REM.
The Police yeah. were 80s.
Yeah. No.
Def Leppard. Like, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, I like. They have one album. That's it.
Duran Duran's a funny band. Keep going, Jake. Keep going.
The bands?
Yeah.
Oh, and no. scores. Oh, yeah. sorry. Steve McCook, 9.3. Fricky in Lincoln says, attaboy, Jake, 9.3. 8.3 from Bob. Wet Blanket gives that a...
The Blanket.
4, but 4 points with the theme.
Madonna was big. Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Billy Joel. Phil Collins.
It's not a horrible decade.
Right. Def Leppard stinks.
No, they don't.
Yes, Jay,
take it back. Horrifying. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
I mean, George Michael. Can I sell you George Michael?
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
A couple songs.
Wake me up before you go-go.
It's not a good era.
Once again,
it's
your
not.
Song,
not
of
the, 70s. Song of the day, Rock You Like a Hurricane by Scorpions from 1984. I'd say the average score is about a 6.
Way higher than that. I think your average score is, what you read, yeah, is higher than that, Jake. So you
okay.
nailed it.
Okay, you thank get you. Some. Thank you. We did some research during the break. I was sent a tweet.
A rare fit of research,
yeah,
on this show.
And we had to confirm it was true.
This it threw me. It stopped me in my tracks. I was going to my band workout, and you said this, and I go, hang on.
I was sent a tweet that someone said that Connor Asesian, with 2 games to go plus postseason of Big Ten tournament and whatever Nebraska makes, only has 9 threes less than what Keisei Tomonaga had all of last year on 31 less attempts.
Isn't that amazing?
We did the research. Sip brought up a season stats. I've got Tomonaga's here.
Here's that Tomonaga. Just shocks me.
You want, which one you want
I'll
first?
I'll go Tomonaga. So Tomonaga, yeah, last year, and this is his best year, by the way, at Nebraska, was 76 of 202 on threes, 37.6%. For the whole season, postseason included, 76 for 202. Connor Asesian, Sip, with 2 games to go for sure, plus the Big Ten tournament, plus whatever tournament Nebraska makes, is what?
67 of 171, which computes to 39.2%. So, he's a better shooter, yeah, than Keisei.
Better percentage, 9 shots, 9 threes less with several games to go, and 31 less attempts than Tomonaga last year.
He's a better shooter than Keisei.
Facts are facts.
That, I wouldn't have guessed it.
I don't think anybody in this room could have thought that was the case this morning. I'm stunned by that.
How many people? Yeah, he's a junior, by the way, so he doesn't. Connor, a season, has another year left.
That really.
I don't. Who would have thought that?
That also tells you just about how that perception is reality. It's just like if your perception.
Or it's not always reality.
Exactly. Right. I screwed that one up.
No, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like my perception was this, and that's not what it was.
No, your perception would have been that Casey had probably 20 more three-pointers in it.
I would have guessed 25 to 30 more three-pointers.
Yeah. Perception.
His best year was 76. I mean, his first year here, he made 36 threes. Year two, 66. And his final year, 76 threes.
The season's going to pass him. He's going to race past him.
He should. If Nebraska wins games, he should
pass
him.
And it might happen in the regular season. Mm-hmm. There's a chance he gets 9 in these next two games. Yep.
You'll have at least one game in the
Do you have a season's total points, SIP at all, or not? Or points per game, at least?
I can. Hold on. Jake?
I would sure bet that that is lower.
Tominaga had 484 points last year.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back to the
And
stats.
The season was at, that would begin injury situation.
Okay, a season stats. Total points, is that what you're asking me?
Yep.
He has 643.
This year?
Yes. Yeah, 100. No, that's not wrong.
No chance.
He has 305. That was minutes.
Okay.
305.
So Tominaga had 484. He had a lot of free throws. Also, he made almost 100 non-threes last year. He drove the lane pretty well.
He did more creative around. He did some different things. Yes.
Yes. Very interesting.
Tominaga overall was a 46% shooter in general last 37% from three, but 46%.
But he got to the line. Like you said, he got to the line.
Asesian is Nebraska's third leading scorer at 10.5 points. So you know Bryce is number one and you know Gary's number two. Bryce is averaging 19.7. Fred yesterday made a case for Bryce to be all Big Ten first team, which I tend to agree with. I do too.
It's right now to be all Big Ten is so hard. There's 18 teams.
Right.
Really hard. You start talking about, oh, hang on now. It's a lot. But
yeah, we have a response from people on the Tominaga Asesian comparison. Mm-hmm. Someone said, I think that Casey was more clutch in important moments. So he made some big shots. Asesian makes threes when they don't matter from Kevin. Okay, that's a little harsh.
It is.
Mud Dog says, Tominaga would not have missed that one at the end against Michigan. Well, that's a hypothetical.
That's a hint.
Yeah. A hypothetical. More
can't
momentum.
Prove you're wrong on that.
No, I can't. Did Casey miss some time with an injury last year? Ankle injury? Is that possible?
He missed some time. Okay. He missed some time.
Forgot about that.
The guy that's really struggling from the three-point line for Nebraska is Raleigh Worcester.
Well, yeah.
10 for 47. 10 for 47, which I don't think he came here.
What if he hit six of them today? It could happen.
That would be the Brennan Rigsby game. He goes Minnesota. That'd be great. Raleigh, we welcome you to do six threes tonight. That'd be wonderful if you made them against Ohio State. The Brennan Rigsby-Raleigh Worcester game. That'd be nice.
The difference is, I mean, I know you're not suggesting that Wooster's as good a shooter as Rigsby. Rigsby's a legit shooter. You can see it. He can shoot. He came in Nebraska and scored 20.
He had a game winner. He had he had 3 points in the previous four games combined in very low minutes.
He hit 1-3 in four games combined. He came in and hit one for 20.
Terrible. Yep. Congrats to him. There's your stat of the day.
That's
on the season of Tominaga.
That's a really good
one. That blows your mind like it blew our mind in here.
Yeah, it does.
When we come back, hour two, we're getting late in the season, so let's revise what team in the Big Ten can go furthest in the NCAA tournament. That's next in the early break on the ticket.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.